The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
It's time to take a flyby on trouble. This is the Danger Zone. It's the segment on Money Life where I am joined each week by David Trainer, president of New Constructs, which evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. If you want to know more about how it works, if you want to see the list of the most dangerous and most attractive stocks and more, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pure Storage.
Pure Storage. It's ticker symbol PSTG. What's the problem here?
You know, one of these typical upstart technology companies that's showing great revenue growth, but terrible profits and facing a level of competition from large incumbents that means it's going to be difficult for them to ever make any money.
Let's try to use this as a way to explain how numbers are misleading. Because Pure Storage, again, it's PSTG, trading in the $12 range, is a stock that Wall Street kind of likes, and it obviously thinks that the numbers are reasonably good. And I will say that the stock is near the bottom of its 52-week range at this point. So where is the disconnect between what the average folks are seeing in this stock and what you're seeing in the stock?
People focus on things like the fact that since 2013, they've grown revenues by 436% compounded annually. It's a top-line thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not dissimilar to what we see kind of with Netflix, right, where you know we're seeing a ridiculously expensive stock with Netflix, but people don't care because they're just focused on some KPI that the company can manage, customer growth. And here's another big red flag, too, that we don't like. They're non-GAAP metrics. Right, and they use a lot of non-GAAP metrics, which exclude key operating expenses, which we've joked about as being ridiculous. These guys use tons of non-GAAP. All of those make the business look better than it really is. And so between revenue growth looking great and the non-GAAP metrics, which cut out things like stock compensation expense, preferred stock conversion expense, expenses that are to the tune of 50%, 30% of revenue, basically what we're seeing here is just people – are willing to sort of look at the wrong numbers, increasingly less, right, because the stock is down pretty significantly already, but they're focused on the wrong KPIs, the wrong metrics, and as long as companies or Wall Street can get people to focus on those things, these stocks can sustain ridiculous valuations for quite a while.
We talk about the numbers being misleading, and folks may or may not recall that one of the changes you have made, one of the upgrades at New Constructs, is that you now evaluate IPOs, and we're talking about stocks every now and again that are dangerous right out of the box. In the case of Pure Storage, it's not brand new, but it hasn't been around for a year. So let's talk about how distorted the valuations are and what the numbers imply, because you'd think, hey, if you've only been around for less than a year, you can't get that far out of whack, but obviously you can.
Yes, you can. So to justify the current stock price, we looked at a couple scenarios. They have to immediately achieve a 1% pre-tax profit margin, positive 1%, even though it was a negative 103% in the last period. Even after getting to be profitable, we'd have to grow revenues at 15% compounded annually for 15 years. In that scenario, they'd have revenue of $50 billion at the end of that 14-year period, which is more than Cisco and almost as much as Intel. If you assume that they can get to a 13% pre-tax margin, and I think, honestly, Chuck, I think a lot of times the assumption for a lot of these companies is that once they kind of get to some sort of quote-unquote scale, they cut back on their customer acquisition costs, and they immediately become really profitable on this large number of customers. So let's say they can do that. They get to a 13% pre-tax margin, which is the average of their competition. And the competition is some big incumbents, by the way. We should talk about that some more. Then they have to grow revenues 30% compounded annually for 10 years. And then it's only worth 10 bucks a share. Right? So if they are as profitable as the competition, to justify the current stock price, they got to grow revenues at 30% compounded annually for over a decade. That's what's in the stock price.
Yeah, and with no history of doing that. So let's get back also to the competition idea. How do we view the competition in this case? Because it's not like Pure Storage is in a business where they don't have wicked competition.
Exactly. Tons of competition. Big, large incumbents that are profitable, right? And this flash storage space is getting more and more competition, and which means that, you know, price or users are price sensitive. They've got a lot of different products to choose from. And when your return on invested capital, you know, for Pure Storage, when it's at negative 72% and NetApp and EMC are at 21 and 12% respectively, they've got profitable businesses that can potentially deal with some price competition. When you're already losing as much money as Pure Storage, you can't handle price competition. I mean, their free cash flow in 2015 was negative $312 million, or 13% of the market cap. They needed an IPO just to stay, keep their head above water. And you got competition that has more market share and profitable businesses. It's kind of ridiculous. It's like a little league football team trying to take on the Carolina Panthers. You know, it's like, are you kidding?
Quickly, catalyst for a further decline, and how low can this go?
Well, you know, we talk about the economic book value, the no growth value of the business. You always like me to talk about that one. For these guys, the economic book value per share is negative $16.80. A lot of that is because they've got some big liabilities that you don't see until you go through the footnotes. $187 million in option liabilities. That's 8% of the market cap. Preferred stock is 22% of the market cap. Off-balance sheet debt is 1% of the market cap. So you're talking around, you know, 31% of the market cap and some liabilities that are out there that are senior to the equity claim, which means that money has to get paid out before investors get anything. And we look at that, negative 17 bucks a share. Catalyst, you know, Chuck, you know, I'm kind of a wuss about this, right? Or at least I'm honest. You know, I don't have a great catalyst. But, you know, LinkedIn is a great example where we had a great thesis and the stock went up after we put it in the danger zone. It's down 40% Friday because the market finally wised up to the reality. And everything we said about our thesis has come true. And I think 50% almost for the year, right? So, look, you kind of never know. But history shows that startup storage firms have a very checkered past when trying to get in against big incumbents. And we think the catalyst is just, honestly, when they come out, like LinkedIn did, with lower guidance that recognizes the competitive pressures they're under, or if investors finally start paying attention to cash flow, which we're seeing a lot in the beginning of 2016. We're seeing money move away from weak hands to strong hands, which is classic sort of bear market activity, where fundamentals start to matter. You know, you can believe whatever you want about our research, but at the end of the day, when there's blood in the streets, when markets are getting pummeled, the one thing investors can take comfort in is in owning assets that actually generate cash, because that's something tangible that you can sort of hold on to that has value. When you're dealing with stocks like PSTG, there is no cash.
As you point out, a theoretical value of negative $16, that probably says everything people need to know. It's why Pure Storage is pure garbage. Or something like that. Did I say that? I might have said that. At the very least, it's why Pure Storage, PSTG, is in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
If you want more information on the Pure Storage pick in the danger zone or everything they do at New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. That means there's more to come, so settle back. We'll be back in just a moment.